أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم، وبه نستعين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and welcome, dear brothers and sisters, dear family members, dear mothers and fathers, dear sons and daughters, dear teachers, and dear students of the Holy City of Qom to SOQ's Thursday night family night programs in the Holy City of Qom. It is such an honor to have all of you in attendance on this auspicious Thursday night of this month. Next to the haram of the auspicious Karimatul Ahlul Bayt, the most generous of the Ahlul Bayt, Lady Fatimatul Ma'asuma, Salamullah Alayha. So while we are here on this Thursday night in the holy city of Qom, gathered together for a Thursday night SOQ family night programs in the holy city of Qom, as many of you know, there was a terrorist attack yesterday, and so students of Qom wants to formally and officially condemn this terrorist attack, which occurred upon a religious holy shrine, upon a place of worship in the city of Shiraz. The place was the mausoleum or the shrine of Ahmad ibn Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam, also known as Shah Chiragh. In this terrorist attack, at least 15 individuals were martyred, which included women and children, and at least 40 people have been injured. In our inserts throughout the rest of the program, we'll continue to talk about it a little bit more, but for right now, please remember those who are injured, because there are many who are injured, in your prayers. And of course, as we continue towards the recitation of Dua Kumal, remember all of the Muslim brothers and sisters in your dua as we recite Dua Kumal. Of course, the brothers and sisters in Palestine, where they are still continuously being attacked, in Yemen, of course, one of the greatest humanitarian crises that the world has seen, and Iraq and Syria and all across the Islamic world. May Allah protect them. So in tonight's program, we are commemorating this terrorist act. We're commemorating this the shahadat and the martyrdom of these individuals who yesterday, as a family, had gone to a holy shrine. It is the shrine of Ahmad ibn Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam, also known as Shah Chiragh. So as a family, these individuals went on a Wednesday night with their wives, with their children, and in this place of worship, in this religious shrine, a terrorist attack occurred in which 15 people were martyred, 15 people were killed, and at least 40 people were wounded. Sometimes we listen to these things on the news, but it doesn't really hit us in our hearts. So we think about 15 people being martyred, and like I said, we don't really understand that, but dur az jane hame ye shuma, in Farsi they say. But if you look around, which one of us 15 are we willing to say can be killed? And that's what it's like, right? All of these people with their families, with children, they went to a place of worship, and randomly, 15 of them, via this terrorist attack, were killed. A father taken away from a family, a mother taken away from a family, a child taken away from their family. And 40 people wounded. Which one of us are we willing to sacrifice to be one of those 40 wounded? None of us. So really, we should feel what happened last night. And on that token, we send our condolences to all of the family members whose family members were killed yesterday. And at the same time, we send our congratulations to these same family members who are grieving upon the martyrdom of their family members, for they have joined in the ranks of the shuhada and the martyrs, such as Imam Hussein, alayhi salam. I just have just one small point, again, about these individuals that were martyred in yesterday's terrorist attacks. So we gave our condolences and we gave a little bit of a background information as to the number of people that were martyred and, of course, the number of people that are wounded. May Allah give them a quick recovery. So now, after offering our condolences, we get a little serious. So we asked the world during the recent Mahsa Amini riots, there was over 1 million hashtag tweets on Mahsa Amini. Where are these so-called social media people and all of these different media, mainstream media people, CNN and BBC and Voice of America and, I don't know, BBC Persia? Why are you so silent when 15 people have been martyred by a terrorist? Where's the millions of hashtags? A matter of fact, yesterday I was informed that on Instagram, the hashtag #ShahChiragh has been blocked. Khub, what is this? Nothing but blatant hypocrisy. And so Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, in his recent speech, he had said that they act like they are so sad over the death of one individual. He says they're liars. They are happy at the death of one individual, which was Mahsa Amini. Why are they happy at the death of Mahsa Amini? Because they have a pretext to create riots, unrest, make the streets insecure. And in this situation, which is much worse, right? At least in the Mahsa Amini case, they show a little bit of condolences. In this situation, they don't even show condolences, meaning they openly show that they're happy. They're happy at what? They're happy at the murder of innocent women and children. Why? Because they are happy at the murder of innocent women and children. And so we ask, you know, it was very common to see a looped video of the riots. I'm sure if you're savvy on social media, continuously they kept on looping. So it was maybe a 1 or 2 minute video of, you know, some guy throwing a Molotov cocktail on the street. So they kept on looping it to make it look like it's 1 hour worth of riots. And I'm sure you have seen the recent videos of the terrorist attacks. This is really shocking. Are you going to loop that video multiple times to show the world what happened when innocent people were killed? But we don't stop here. This individual or the two or three individuals who committed these terrorist attacks, they're these paid mercenaries, losers. They didn't have anything else in their life. So somebody either brainwashed them and paid them money, or just paid them money and they brainwashed themselves. Who are the real criminals? The real criminals are those behind the scenes. They're the organizations and the arrogant powers and the governments across the world who fund and support and provide intelligence and make it easy for these kind of terrorists to come and commit terrorist attacks upon innocent civilians. The likes of America, the likes of the UK, the likes of France, the likes of the Zionist regime, who push for these things. They push for these terrorist attacks. They are the real criminals in this issue. Of course, in the words of American governmental officials themselves, they are the ones who created Daesh. They're the ones who created the Taliban. They're the ones who created Al-Qaeda. And so it's interesting, we ask why. Why would they create these different terrorist outfits across the world? And again, in the words of Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, he says the reason that they have been creating these different terrorist organizations is because they have realized that the Islamic Republic of Iran is about to achieve or is very close to achieving a comprehensive power. They already know that the Islamic Republic has achieved power. It is becoming stronger day by day. It is more difficult to challenge the Islamic Republic of Iran on the political or military or the cultural front. So they're becoming desperate, helpless. So what do? They resort to doing these kind of terrorist attacks. And the second thing that he says, and my last word, they want a subservient Iran. They want an Iran that was like in the day of Mahmud Reza Pahlavi, where the king of this country, mind you, this is a very delicate thing. He wasn't the president, he wasn't the prime minister, he wasn't the chief justice. He was the king of the country. And the king of the country had to go and ask permission from the British ambassador and the American ambassador whether we should do this or we shouldn't do this. This is what America and the UK and the arrogant powers of the world want. They want a subservient Iran that listens to them, just like the milking cow in Saudi Arabia. Or whatever America says, Saudi Arabia says chash. Whatever America says, the United Arab Emirates says chash. And the Islamic Revolution and Imam Khomeini and Imam Khamenei, they destroyed these dreams of the arrogant powers, where no longer will they ever see a subservient Iran ever again.